It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's paid family and medical leave program is facing a legal challenge even before it gets underway. CPR's Benta Berklin has more on the lawsuit against the program, which voters approved last year.
When it's up and running, the program will let people take up to 12 weeks of paid leave. Employers and employees pay a fee out of each paycheck to fund it. Dan Burrows is the legal director with the Conservative Public Trust Institute. He says the policy is unconstitutional because it doesn't charge everyone the same fee.
It lets local governments off the hook. It lets self-employed people off the hook. People have to pay more out of their own wages if they work for a big company versus a small company.
Burrows filed the lawsuit on behalf of a small building company in Grand Junction that says the paid leave program will limit its ability to grow because companies with 10 or more employees have to pay more into the system. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Supporters of the paid leave law have not yet responded to CPR's request for comment. Denver wasn't the only place in Colorado where the pandemic hit different neighborhoods harder than others. A new study finds the Front Range neighborhoods with the most people of color and fewest English speakers were the most affected. The Colorado Health Institute looked at 7 metro area counties plus Larimer and Weld counties. The group's Joe Hannell says the spots hardest hit saw a rate of COVID diagnoses 10 times greater than those that fared best.
What we see here is COVID following socioeconomic patterns.
Hannell says those patterns include things like education level and whether people in those neighborhoods do essential work where social distancing might be difficult. A woman who says she was assaulted by a Colorado Springs police officer last year is now suing the man. Celia Palmer claims Officer Keith Reedy tackled her from behind during Black Lives Matter protests last summer. Reedy also made news last year for writing Kill Them All on Facebook about a different Black Lives Matter protest. Denver's Underground Music Showcase just released this year's lineup. Internationally known acts like Pine Grove and Remy Wolf will headline a roster of more than 100 bands and musicians. This year's festival will be in person after going virtual last year. It starts August 27th. This is CPR News.